Hey guys, and welcome to the Transformation Mindset Podcast. I am your mindset coach, Lucy, and this podcast is to advise you on my best mindset motivational tips, guide you into a growth mindset, and share with you any of the best tips I can find in optimizing your mental and physical health. Enjoy this episode, guys. Hey guys, and welcome back to the podcast. It is Sunday and I am doing my best to make sure we get these podcasts out every single Sunday. It has been hit and miss, but we're doing our best. We're showing up. Even if we're yet again at the end of the day, we're still getting this episode out. I hope you're all well. I hope you've all had a fantastic week. Before we dive into today's episode, as always, guys, I would love it if you could just take a second to subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you're listening to it. Give it a little review, give it a little like, and of course, share it across your social media platforms. Tag me in it, Lucy Warnock, at Lucy Warnock CBT, to let me know that you have seen it. And if you have any questions, as always, make sure to drop me a message. I love to hear from you and anyone who's listening, as it does actually help with content for the podcast. If there's anything you want to hear, if there's any information you would like to hear, I will make sure that I get that up in the podcast. However, let's go into today's episode. Today's episode is directed to you. So a specific listener is listening to this podcast episode right now. And I need to know if this fits the bill for you. Because if this is for you, then there's a high possibility we need to have a conversation. If you are a person who goes about their day to day, and from the minute you wake up in the morning, you find yourself feeling fatigued, you potentially find yourself feeling lacking in energy, you're not that excited about the day, there's not a lot that you get from the day that makes you feel like it has been fulfilling to you. You are potentially walking around with a bit of anxiety, potentially walking around feeling a little bit doom and gloom. And now that the winter months are setting in, this is only starting to get harder for you. Because what happens is when we move into the winter months, there's this automatic, you know, it gets darker earlier, it's dark in the morning, it's definitely colder. The weather, unless you are an absolute lover of winter weather, which is very few and far between for people, the chances are this is going to massively impact your mood. We are a product of our environment. And if our environment is not reflecting what we prefer, which would be sun, you know, being able to be outdoors, greenery, it does make a huge difference to our mood. And if you are now, it's now reflecting on you that you're actually not 100% okay, and the environment change is heightening this side to you, it's heightening the depression, it's heightening the possible doom and gloom that you are feeling on the day to day, it's heightening your anxieties, it's heightening the stressors, and you're just plodding along. And now that the winter months have set in, you're finding it that much harder to do anything that brings your life enjoyment. If that is you, then this episode is directed to you. Because the problem I'm having is I'm getting a lot of conversations with these people. People reaching out, people looking for advice because they're feeling 10 times worse. The reason I want to speak directly to you is because I feel you need to hear this today. Especially as, you know, it's only going to get colder, it's only going to get darker, it is that time of year, and if the festive season in particular isn't your favourite time of year, it's time for you to make a change. You need to stop waiting for January 1st to make a change. Now, this is not a sales pitch. This is, you do not need to jump on a call with me. This is, if you feel driven to jump on a call with me or someone within my field, then I invite you to explore that. Do your research, reach out to specific people, reach out to different psychotherapists, different trainers, different coaches, whichever fits to you and what you need. I invite you to take some time this week to potentially research someone who you can talk to and go through the process with. But it's not just about that. It's about, I now invite you to take some time at this moment to bring awareness to the fact You do not need to wait until January 1st to start helping yourself feel better. If this was a friend who came to you and said that they were feeling the way that you are, you would do whatever it took to make sure you made and helped them feel better. You are the most important relationship that you are ever going to have, because you're the only relationship that you're going to be spending the rest of your life with. And I read a philosophy quote just the other day, and I actually shared it onto my Instagram. Now, there are a couple of sides to this quote. However, the quote essentially read that if you are lonely when you are alone, or if you feel negative to be on your own, then you are sitting in bad company. If you were with someone, or you were in a person's company that did not leave you feeling great, then the chances are you wouldn't want to spend an awful lot of time in that company. Well, you are that bad company. And this is a choice. Yes, I 100% stand by the fact that we are social creatures. We are, as a species, supposed to be in collectives. We're supposed to be in tribes. That's how we've done it for hundreds of years. However, we are now very much moving into a more independent way of living. So a lot of people are feeling the pinch of loneliness, especially post-lockdown, feeling the pinch of isolation and loneliness. And that's normal. And it doesn't mean that there's anything necessarily wrong with you. It means that you're craving some interaction and connection with another human being. And there is a tip to this, which I'm going to put in just a second. However, with that being said, you are also a part of this problem, because you're allowing yourself to sit and dwell in this bubble rather than actively doing something about it, reaching out to someone because you're at the fear of being a burden to someone else, because you're going to approach the conversation from the get-go in a negative tone. You are potentially just sitting on your sofa watching Netflix for however many hours of the day, actually not doing anything productive. And the chances are whatever it is that you're watching on Netflix is only adding to the problem, because you're potentially watching something like, I don't know, Love Island or some sort of drama series. Well, guess what? You are a sponge. And again, if it's dark outside, you know, you're sitting indoors, you're not getting a lot of fresh air, and you're not doing anything mentally stimulating, you're not doing anything that's going to be productive and making you feel like you're living to your purpose, then yes, if all you're going to be sponging is drama, negativity, begins with a C, where you're watching people disagree. Anyway, confrontation. If you're sitting watching constant confrontation, your mind cannot differentiate between what it is that you're watching on Netflix and how you're feeling. All your body knows is you're going to be sponging that drama. You're going to be sponging those feelings, and you're going to be priming yourself to feel much, much worse. So this is where you need to start being better company and paying attention to what it is that you're doing and what changes you could be making to help yourself feel better from the get-go. And when it comes to all of this, including the point that I made about having social interaction, you need to start setting yourself up with some lists. And this is going to be your homework for this week. And I definitely want you to take some time, get your notepad out now if you want to. If you're driving, obviously don't do that, but take mental note. And then as soon as you get the opportunity, pause this if you want, pause it and you can come back to it and write down these lists. You need to have your self-care list, self-motivating list, self-socializing list, so that you can, or interaction list, so that you've got areas and things built into your day that you are excited to do. Routines, structures, and habits do not need to be boring. They do not need to be what everyone else is doing. It's what works for you and what brings your day fulfillment. Now, yes, just because you enjoy doing something, you are still going to have to give yourself a kick up the butt. You are an adult. There's no reason why you cannot be doing these things. You just need to put your adult pants on and go and get shit done. And I promise you will feel better off the back of it, because it's your list. You've created it. You've put down the things that bring you fulfillment, bring you joy, make you happy. So you want to start building things like for your self-cares, for your interactions, for all of the above. Anything that involves your day-to-day life, you need to start implementing lists. So things for your morning routine, your nighttime routines, even your daytime routines. What things do you want to be doing first thing in the morning before you go to bed, maybe during the afternoon, which would bring your day fulfillment? And even if you don't do the same thing every single day, but you have certain days that you're like, I really look for me personally, I really look forward to a Wednesday because I know a Wednesday is my rest day. And on a Wednesday, those are the days where I spend a little bit longer having a proper shower, you know, exfoliate, all the good stuff, put a face mask on. That is my day to do the things that I don't normally have enough time for. And I love it. I look forward to it. But on a day-to-day, my self-care and the thing that brings me enjoyment is my cold shower first thing in the morning. Now, we've spoken about this on the podcast before, but that genuinely does. That and my cardio first thing in the morning is the thing that sets me up for a fantastic day. That's like my jumpstart button. Now, you don't need to do that. You pick the lists. You pick the things that bring you enjoyment. Maybe it is getting out and going for a walk first thing in the morning. If you don't want to be out in the cold and the dark because you're going to have to do it stupidly early, that's perfectly okay. You don't have to go for a walk. Maybe it's you just get up an hour earlier so that you have an hour and you're not rushing out of the door. It could be as simple as that. It could be as simple as I'm going to get up an hour earlier just so that I'm not rushing first thing in the morning. And I have an hour to get myself ready, have a proper first meal, hydrate myself, get myself ready in my own sweet time, so that when I'm leaving the door, I'm not literally rushed off my feet, not being able to have a meal. I've left behind my charger, or I've left behind whatever it is I need for the day. I've not picked up a meal. And you're behind already. No wonder you're starting your day stressed if this is how you start your day. Then coming to the interactions. So I had a conversation with a client about this just this week, where it's a case of if you are someone who, when you have a day that you are lacking social interaction, this is normal. As I said, we're tribal beings. We crave social interaction. It's important for us to have social interaction. Have a list of people that are your go-tos on those days that you can message, you can phone, you can FaceTime. But don't start the conversation in a negative tone. Just message them and ask them how their day is. Are you available at some point to go for a coffee? Are you available to go for a gym session? Do you want to go for a walk? Are you free for a FaceTime right now so we can have a little catch up? Send them something nice. Send them a gratitude message, or send them a quote or something that resonates with you and how you feel about them. Brighten their day so that makes you feel good, but you're then going to have that conversation back. However, what I will say is make sure you have more than one person on this list, because people are busy. And what can happen here is when you send out that message and you don't get a response straight away, you start to feel that burden come through. But the reality is they don't know that you're feeling this way. They have no idea. They do not have a crystal ball. So they don't know that they're not helping you during a time that you need help. So be very clear on that. And again, yes, it's not about then putting that negativity on them, but it's about having a list of people so that if one person doesn't get back to you straight away, someone else can. And like I say, I've got my list of certain people that I contact on those days. And no, sometimes it can go a couple of days where I don't hear back from people. And that is perfectly okay. I am awful for getting back to personal messages. Not clients, but personal messages. Shocking. I'm absolutely shocking at it. But I'm not doing it intentionally and I don't do it on purpose. I do it because I've got a very, very busy life. But I will always get back to them. But it is important that you do reach out and you have that interaction list. So even if it's a case of you don't then get to see them until, I don't know, 2 or 3 days later, you still have that something to look forward to. And then, so you're being proactive, you're helping yourself, you're being that person in your life that's helping yourself instead of making the situation worse. have proactive things to be doing instead of just sitting, wasting your time watching Netflix. And I'm sorry if that's going to trigger you, but it is a waste of your time. Honestly, I've spent about 2 weeks trying to get through one episode of a series that everyone keeps telling me to watch. And because I just don't have the time, because my day is full of podcasts, of learning, of educating, of, you know, success building, all of these things, all of the great, exciting things, habits. And the funny part of it is, I actually find myself going to put it on. I get maybe 3 or 4 minutes in and I'm like, I'd rather listen to a podcast. I'd rather read my uni book. I'd rather create some content. And that is how much I love what I do, that I'd rather be doing that than watching Netflix. That is a life well made. That is the goal. You should want to live your life more than watching Netflix. So if you are this person who is now clinging to the walls because of this new environment change, because we've come into winter, start to do things that's going to, like, so you, just because you can't improve, you don't have a superpower, you cannot change the weather, but it comes round like clockwork every single year. So let's make this year the last year that that affects you, and start putting things in place that's going to make you feel better, because you, it's only part of the environment. The rest of the environment is totally on you. Even if, you know, wherever it is that you're living, if it's not the best dynamic, you can still make the most of it. It's your choice. You can either sit and dwell in it, or you can do something about it. But with that being said, I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. If you have, like I said, please, please, please take a second to like it, subscribe, leave a little review. And if you want to reach out, I would love to hear from you. I will catch you guys in the next episode.